What's going on, everybody? This is Gabe Norwood here with my guys, Jared and Saul, and you are tuned in to another session of Coast to Coast, session three right here. We're going to tackle everything, current events, basketball, local, international, NBA, you name it, we got it, all brought to you by DraftKings. So let's jump on into it.
Hey, welcome, Gabe.
Let's get it. Gabe,
thank you to join me, my boy.
Pleasure to be here.
I like it.
Damn. Man, it's been a minute since we did one of these shows, man. I'm excited. We're going to be talking about a lot of things today. We got the holiday season. A lot of things are popping off in the PBA. Rain or Shine got a couple wins. Hi-yo. Let's go. Let's go.
Times have changed. Last time.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We got some NBA happenings. And, man, dude, we got some. I heard from Gabe. Gabe, you were talking about a little bit of this. I guess we're going to just dive right in. PBA. We got to talk about some changes here, some things that we would love to see the PBA do moving forward, whether we're talking about all-star game type of activities we should do. Just if they have an open ear to hear some of the input we could give.
Yeah, I definitely. We discussed a little bit. So I've been floating around with this idea, you know, the NBA, we're a little bit late on, you know, the in-season tournament and how all that played out. But it also got my mind going. How the PBA could kind of implement something like the NBA in-season tournament. And I came up with the idea of possibly having the All-Filipino Conference be the in-season tournament. So you basically have conferences, you know what I mean? You have your shorter import conference, the governors, the commissioners, but every Wednesday is All-Filipino tournament day. So all the teams play, you have, you know, four groups of three or three groups of four, however you want to do it. So you put the SMC group in one group, MVP group in a group. You got your independents. You can scatter teams however you want. The top teams out of each group come out. The second place in every group has to play each other in little round robin to get the last spot. You know what I mean? However you want to play it. So I think it comes down to a scheduling thing. But I think just in terms of maximizing playing days, also giving imports times to rest, you know what I mean? If every
Wednesday, the imports would just rest a little bit.
We're still there. Just
pick it.
The season's ongoing, but like one day out of the week, whether it's a Wednesday or Friday or Sunday, it's all Filipino day. And you go out and you play that one game once a week, you see what happens. So after the first conference, maybe that's your regular season of the in-season tournament. The second conference is when the playoffs start or whatever, your final four. I don't know. It was just an idea that popped into my head. I wasn't sure if it was something that would register well. I've been floating around with, like, you know, teammates and things like that, but just trying to get creative.
You would be against the PBA because the PBA has really been being pushed to go to two conferences. I was just at the EASL in Macau, and the head guy for FIBA was there, and he was saying that the PBA needs to go to two conferences. You know what I'm saying?
Because did he give a justification to
leave? Yeah, leave space for, you know, give guys breaks so they can actually have this break so they're not playing. Jumar's not playing all year round. He used Jumar as an example.
So in a way, you're not really disrupting the two conferences. You're playing three conferences within two. Right. You know what I mean? Like
Right. So that really you're integrating the All Filipino Conference within one of the import conferences. Yeah, but you're spreading it out. Yeah, you're spreading it out through because you're not playing, you know, you're playing, would you say, every Wednesday, whatever.
Yeah, however you wanted to do it. However the scheduling made sense to where now maybe you can play a double round robin in a conference. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Rather than playing 12-game regular seasons and things like that. I think that one thing that would be really difficult for, you know, big-time PBA fans would be the series. Like, I don't know how you would set up a semifinals series in season tournament, you know what I mean? Like, because then you'd be playing
it would have to be during a regular season because once the playoffs start, then obviously the in-season tournament can't go. Would have to adjust. But I like the whole in-season tournament, even with the NBA, bro. It was genius with the whole, you know, not a series, one game knockout. Every game is a knockout, bro. And that's what made every game like so intense and everything mattered. And they started, you know, doing the quotient system to where, you know, guys were having to win by a certain amount, you know, which had to get guys, you know, used to a little bit in the NBA, because, you know, when guys are up 10, 15, they're not shooting that last shot just out of respect, but guys were still gunning and doing that. Kind of the stuff that we dealt with in the PBA sometimes when we're playing by coaching system as well.
Yeah. I would like to see that.
Idea.
I like it, man. I mean, there needs to be some polished up parts of it, but the whole idea of it sounds, that would be cool. I mean, I'm all for change. Like we've always talked about this, of there just needs to be some readjustments on how we operate with the PBA. Is awesome. We love the PBA. We're all for it. We want to continue to keep being that progressive ideal set. Like for the All-Star game, like, let's get celebrity teams playing against each other. Fly out all the celebrities to wherever we're having the All-Star game and let them play and ball out. And like that would be fun. People would want to watch that, you know? Like, when was the last time the PBA has done something like that?
Right.
Yeah.
They haven't yet, right?
I have a question for both of you guys. If you guys were the commissioner of the league,
okay,
what is something – you became the commissioner of the league, boom, day one, and they were like, hey, what are the things you want to change? What is the main thing you want to change right now with the league and take it to another level? Like, what, you're commissioner, you're taking over, boom, go. JD.
All right. I would say I would want to combine all these leagues like an FA Cup on how they do it in soccer in Europe. So whether there's the Division III to the Division II to the Division I league, and they all play against each other. So NBPL, the PSL, PBA, you put them all in this pyramid of trying to work your way up into the Champions League. I think that would be cool. I would really like to see the whole country, all the leagues, all within one pyramid, trying to be in that main league. And, you know, when you get into the higher leagues, there'll be like bonuses of like more media coverage or more sponsorship money. So that would really make the teams try really hard to get into the highest league that's available.
I like that. And then like, you know, on those teams, I think they do it in the B league as well. If you lose,
you go
down. The lower league, if you lose, you drop down to the lower league. And then the team that wins the lower league, say it's the Division II, PBA II moves up to PBA I or whatever league, or MPBL, if they win that, you know what I'm saying? Like, we should do that, honestly, just because these teams that are losing, get them out
they
of
gotta
there.
Go. You know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta go. Yeah, imagine an MPBL team gets into the PBA for a conference. Like, that would be a cool narrative to watch. You know,
that'd be crazy, bro. That'd be crazy. Gabe, what about you?
I mean, for me, I think it comes down to an added layer of entertainment value. I think the country has so much talent. You know, we all have friends, family. Saw you have, you know, Phil and that crew on the dance side. Like, there's so much talent and entertainment value that can be added to each game. And I think they're doing a good job there, you know, from the bongo cams and things that they picked up from FIBA and the world. Good. You know, you're trying to appease the people that are going to be filling up the seats. But I think there's also from something as simple as a DJ, you know what I mean? We have some great DJs in the country that can just put a little atmosphere, a different experience. I think there's been moves in the right direction, but I think there's so many opportunities in that to make the PBA games and an experience, you know, something you remember, something you bring your kids to. And it's like, we got to go back, like bring me back, you know, and stuff like that. So
yeah, put some more culture, put some hip hop, some like Filipino hip hop in the stands, in the music, in the vibes of the arena. Like, I'll rock with that. That's dope.
Yeah.
What about you? Yeah,
I like that, man. Actually, when I was at the EASL game, they had DJ Nix. Shout out DJ Nix. You know, out there doing his thing, man. He had that place jumping.
He's a legend.
For me, man, I think that the invested interests of fans have gone down tremendously. I feel like if they went to got rid of the corporations and build it into like actual provincial teams, kind of like how NPBL does, but on a PBA level, to NBA. Where they built, bro, there's money out here with these guys that have, you know, all this money. They can build state-of-the-art facilities and practice facilities and make these guys feel like they're actually a part of the province. And then when they play each other, now you have fans, that people that were born there, they grow up. Like for me, I grew up watching the Sacramento Kings. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I'm from there. So I root for them no matter who's on the team, no matter what happens. Like I'm rooting for that team. For me, it's like out here, they root for teams based off the history and the corporations. You know what I'm saying? Like you got all those Hinebra fans, but imagine if you brought a team to Cebu, whether you're a Hinebra fan or not, but you have a Cebu team and you're from Cebu and they go to play, you're going to be on Cebu side. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it just, for me, to take it on that global scale, there's so much talent all over the place and there's so much money. Build some facilities, build some arenas in these other provinces that you could have teams at and build up the talent, spread the talent out. You know what I'm saying? And then imagine like you got a hometown guy, Jumar's playing for Cebu.
Go ahead. I have a question. Because we've talked about this a little bit before. And I think like it makes sense, but at the same time with existing teams, like, do you incentivize those that go to, like, that are picking up? Are you saying you have to physically be in the province? You know what I mean?
Like, you could, how do you, honestly, yeah, Manila, bro.
You could, okay, be, say, that's what I wasn't sure. Say, okay.
Before the transition process, you could be in Manila. But when you're playing Cebu, you go to Cebu. It's in Cebu. When there's a home game, it's a home game in Cebu. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if they got it. Bro, the Philippines is very small. So, like, you're going to take a 45-minute-hour flight.
Yeah.
You ain't got to travel cross-country these guys in the NBA that are flying 5 hours, 6 hours across country, getting on a flight the next day, having to fly back cross-country and play a game. You can fly an hour to go play a home game, come back, be based in Manila, and then go back. You know what I'm saying? Like, say you got 2-3 games in 1 week in Cebu. Go fly to Cebu. Go fly to Davao. Go fly to, you know what I'm saying? Wherever it is, wherever your home team is. In the meantime, I think on an overall scale, though, I think it would be better if you had just a Manila team based in Manila. Then you start to, you know what I'm saying, guys that play for Cebu, live in Cebu, you know, live. And I think it's got to be places, provinces that are at a level to build a state-of-the-art arena, build facilities that could take care of these guys to where they're not living – they're able to live, you know what I'm saying, kind of a city life as well.
Right.
I mean, there's only, what, 12 teams?
Yeah.
I have a team based in Boracay, bro. Like,
what?
That'd be sick.
What, you trying to build a
city arena out there? Guys get to go to Boracay and play?
That'd be like Miami. That'd be like a Miami.
Palawan, bro. Like
Palawan, Siargao. Like, yeah, what? Go to those. That'd be fun. I would want these leagues outside, like, yes, the PBA to, like, glorified personalities, like, build up these players and market the crap out of them. Like, I'm noticing, like, now I don't know any monikers of any current new generation type guys. They're not building out these, like, star players like what they used to. Everyone had a nickname back then. Everyone got a nickname. It's in, like...
Who's the stars, bro?
There are stars out there. I'm saying,
when we came up, we had the Ocitel Lavas, we had the James Yap, the Mark Kagiwas, the Mr. Presidents, the Saul Trains, you know what I'm saying? The Daredevils. We had faces, bro. Jimmy Alapogs. We had actual stars, bro. Let's be real. The PBA is losing their stars to these other leagues because they're not up to par.
They got stars. They got stars, bro. I don't think they market them that well.
There's talent out here, bro. Like, there's really talent. So if a guy signs tomorrow from the PBA going somewhere else, he was here. So it's not to say the talent's not here.
But why is he not here?
I'm saying that's more to Jared's point. Like, it's opportunities. It's the marketing of it. It's might be all these other factors.
Build up.
And at the end of the day, the teams in the other leagues that have Asian imports, they only have one. So it's not, if they re-sign a guy, they're not going to just bring another guy. You know what I mean?
So you mean to tell me those guys overseas, if they're here, they're not stars?
They are stars. I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing
so they're losing stars. That's my point.
Saying they're stars here. But these guys were already, some of them never played in the PBA. So we didn't lose any. You don't lose players that never play in the, how can you say we lost a player, the league lost a player if he never played in the league? I can say, all right, Matthew Wright, Kiefer sure. Ray.
Yeah. But everyone else, yeah.
They're in the league okay. and left. Star players.
But sure. But what I'm saying is, so say Wembanyama, he never played in the NBA before, right? Before this year. You know right. he's going to be a star, marketing star. You know he's going to be all this stuff, right? But if he stayed in France and didn't go to the best league in the league in the world, then what? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that there's guys that are capable of being true stars of the league right. and being faces of the league. This guy, what is this guy? Quinn Bao? Kevin Quinn Bao? That dude's a star, bro. For LaSalle, he's going to be a star. If he ever steps foot on a PBA floor, he's going to be a star.
For sure.
For sure.
So are you going to get him?
I think that our statements are helping Jared's statement, to be honest. I think it comes down to a better product. It has to be a better product, more appealing to stay. But I don't think you necessarily – there's a lot of talent right
here. Give me a face. Who's the face of the league right now?
The face of the league right now is still Junior. It's still guys that we're still playing.
Okay, so after them, who's taking over the league? Who's these young guys coming in that's going to be – that you could say, hey, you know what? The league's in good hands because when Jumar's done, it's going to this guy.
You can rattle off. I mean, you look at Inebra, you still got Jamie still young. You still have Scotty still young. Mm. Scotty's a good one. Bet. You know what I mean? You got those two guys. I feel like, I mean, we're one of the younger teams.
You just named two guys from the most famous team.
Yeah, that's not going to change. What's going to change?
It's always been like that, though.
You just said Jumar's a face of the league. And he's not on the best team. He's not on the most famous team.
Okay.
So name another player who's not that's a young guy who's not on the most famous team in the league. It's gonna be a face of the league.
Any name I say, I feel like is gonna go back to Jerry's point of marketing the players better. Cause I feel like Chris Newsom is one of the best players in the league, but he's not pushed.
He doesn't get marketed enough at all.
Like that.
And I agree. They don't get marketed enough, period, across the floor. The marketing needs this. I mean, and they have. Look at your guys' press day. Like, that was your first press day of your entire career, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Doing something.
The attempts are there. Even like I was saying with the entertainment, the attempts are there. I look at our young guys. I look at
your point guard is nice. How do you say it?
You know, right? Look at Dre. Yeah, you look at all, bro, balling,
bro. And your point guard is nice.
I love Dre. He's nice, bro. He's so nice. He learned under Jimmy for a little bit.
Exactly. Dude. Exactly. So,
they need to dwarf. Back to building up the personalities. That's it. Just build out these players, market them, brand them, whatever you got to do, just so that people could see them and relate to them and want to be them.
But do you also agree that they make it a little hard to get guys that have Filipino blood to get into the league now that are, say, Phil-Ams?
It's harder. Yeah.
To get into the league. Like, there's guys like Kalen Chongsong that could have been in this league that could have been a superstar. Mm. He has the face. He could play. Yeah. He could have been in the league, right? Look, I mean, seriously, he's a good looking guy. There's other guys, Lawrence Domingo, who can't get in the league.
He would have been nice.
Ruby Hatfield like type player. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of talent out there of guys. I mean, if you think about it, the league could be so much better talent wise, local wise, if they made these type of adjustments. But yeah, I do agree with the marketing wise. But even without the marketing, bro, the marketing wasn't great when we were in our time either.
But think about it. We were doing segments. We had the thing, borderline MTV Cribs that we would do. And we weren't the only ones that did it. You had It's In My Bag, like the stuff like before the game that they would show. Like there were a lot of like little different segments that we probably didn't recognize as being marketing. You know what I mean? Like we're younger players, just cool to be in front of a camera.
We're not on prime. We're not even on primetime TV. You guys aren't on prime. I don't know where the fuck to watch a game, bro. Dead ass.
Stream? My Filipinas.
I have to go to this app. I'm not even going to give them love right now because they ain't show me no love or C2C or Let It Fly any love. But there's an app out there that I could give you a shout out, but I'm not going to. But it's an app that I watch the games on. And it's legit because I pay for it. I pay for it. But that's not right. Like we should be on primetime TV, bro.
Technically, we're the most famous sport out here in our motherland. We broke the world record for FIBA attendance for Christ's sake. Like, yeah, I'm with you, man. 100%.
We talked about this, bro. It's like the biggest word is Cy Young. Honestly, it's Cy Young, bro. It's like we have so much talent plus the fan base is incredible. You should have a product that's like literally the best, one of the best in the whole entire world. You should have basketball academies lined up. You should have grassroots already lined up. You should like, you have everything at your fingertips. It's just not being used in the right way right now. I feel
NBA, like. Hire us. Business development. We will take this ship and we will run it to Valhalla.
Call JD.
Call it, man.
And that app. If you know what I'm talking about, call JD.
Well, Philly, we could do it. We can make it happen. You just got to trust us. We got this. You're welcome. You're welcome, PBA. We'll be here.
You're welcome in advance.
It's time for the parade in Pasadena. Tradition meets college football action in one epic bowl game. And with DraftKings Sportsbook, you can make every play count. New customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on college football. DraftKings have the Crimson Tide slated as Rose Bowl underdogs, this time around being behind 1.5 points to the Wolverines. Who do you guys got? Download the app now and use code LETITFLY. New customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on college football. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code LETITFLY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, so let's talk about a guy who became one of the world-renowned up-and-coming superstars while he was out here in the Philippines. Okay. His name is Anthony Edwards. Hey, this guy's an up-and-coming superstar. And
he got a shorty pregnant.
He got a shorty pregnant.
We ain't TMZ. Nico.
Got a shorty pregnant. And then she put out screenshots of him telling her to get an abortion.
Mm.
And he sent her $100,000.
Mm.
So I have a couple takes on this. She showed him a picture of a pregnancy test. Right? I'm just telling you right now, this could be it. She could have had somebody else's pregnancy test, somebody piss on it, anything like that. And been like, hey, I'm pregnant, because she knew she was going to get something out of this dude.
It's a crazy world, man. Got to watch it.
$100,000 he sent her, bro.
Very speculative. You gotta be smart.
And he said, look, I ain't ready to be no dad. I respect it. Honestly, like he was like, hey, I ain't ready to be no dad. Then go spend $8 on a condom, bro.
Mm.
Like, go spend $8 on a condom rather than spend $100,000 on this girl taking a couple pills to I don't know what it was. I don't know the new day and age, what they do now. You got to take a couple pills and then you're done. Right. Yeah. But you know, I guess it's early in the game. You could take a couple pills. It ain't like, you know, back in the days, I guess they would like, you know. All right, Gabe, don't want to talk about this.
Digging yourself. Yeah. Abortion is legal here.
Oh, $100,000? All she had to do was get her friend's pregnancy test? That's crazy.
Hey, man. Yep. It's a cold world out there. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
All right. So I just wasted my breath.
Can we close this episode? I think we're good now.
You guys are boring, dog.
We can't. Great.
Tell me why can't you talk about it? We can put this on a clip point.
We don't know the facts yet.
I just told you the facts. She has screenshots. No, I will send you the screenshot. So you're up.
Nobody's numbers connected to it. We got nothing.
It's Instagram DMs.
We got nothing.
We got Instagram DMs. Huh?
There's some AI stuff going on too. AI tech. Anything can happen. Well, shoots, man. We've been on here. Like, Gabe's got to probably bug out, man. We've been on here for 30. That was a little something.
Hey, can we give a shout out to my boy? He just got surgery.
Mr.
He just got surgery and he's still ugly.
Damn.
Show your ugly face.
Hey, Simon, shout out. Hope you get better.
He got a nose job. And still.
You're all
right. That's when he went under the knife. He was faking.
You all right, Simon? Dang. All right, man. Get better, bro. Appreciate get better, you, bro. Thanks for beating us. Dang.
Hey, that hurt.
Like 7 threes on us. No big deal. No.
Thank you.
Okay. Well,
should they beat y'all, huh? San Miguel?
We had a strategy to let Chris Ross shoot, and he hit 7 threes on us.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, how long are you going to keep that strategy up, bro?
Yeah.
I mean, we play our toddy defense on C. Ross every time, and he kills us every time.
we got waxed, bro. It just blew up in our face.
Hey, Gabe, thank you for joining us on this C2C session. Yeah. You know, give a shout out to the C2C fans and let them know that you're going to be here more often. Do we have your word?
Definitely. Shout out to all the C2C fans, all the Let It Fly fans. Happy to finally make it on here. And you'll definitely be seeing more of me here. Got my whole camera set up, got my nice backlight. You know, I just got to put up the art. I need some art. Shout out to, you know, Big Boy and Secret Fresh. I need some art. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out.
Hey, they put your bulls upside down, bro.
Yeah, man, that's the thing.
Shout out to New Era.
New Era. Can you connect me to New Era? All I do.
Where you get that, bro? I need that hat.
Huh?
That's New Era. He's sponsored by New Era.
We'll talk off cam. I'll hook it up. New Era Philippines.
New Era
Philippines. C2C Cast. Always wear hats. I'm just saying.
That's all we do.
We're all hats. JD. A
lot of truth.
Please. Thank you.
Please and thank you, and you're welcome in advance.
Yeah, man,
this is another episode, another session of C2C. Next time on next session, I think what we should do, honestly, is let's get some fan interaction, bro. Let's get some, get in the comments and answer some questions. Let's bring them up. Let's shout them out. I think we use this platform right here on C2C to really get the fans involved. So look forward to that coming up on the next session of Coast to Coast. It's your boy Saul Mercado, Gabe Norwood, Jared Dillinger, Let It Fly crew for Coast to Coast. We out. Stay out of the shadows.